This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
BJ and Jamie.
This is a wild story.
It is a wild
story.
So
this guy is in business in a hedge fund with another guy in New York City. And they've gathered all this crypto stuff, okay? This guy and his buddy, they have a falling out. And he goes off into like Italy or somewhere, okay? He's a citizen over there. They lure him back, him and a friend, his old partner and a friend, they lure him back to New York City. I'm not sure how they do it, but they get him back to New York. When they get him back here, they hold him hostage and they try to get his password for his crypto so they can steal all of his money. The things they do to this guy to try to get the pass, and he never gives it up, does he?
No, he did not.
He never gave it up.
Well, he was there for what, like a week, and he finally escaped.
I think 3 weeks, wasn't it?
Was it?
Okay. I think it was 2 or 3 weeks. It happened like first of May, I think it was.
They just discovered it.
I think it was 3 weeks. This guy was 3 weeks being tortured never give up the password. 3 weeks.
I heard that they put battery cables on his nuts.
It's not in the story.
It's not?
No.
Maybe I made that up in my head.
It is a torture that's used in certain parts of the world.
Yeah,
I think.
I've seen movies about that.
Like Pakistan or somewhere.
Well, I don't know where it is.
They'll hook up battery cables to you, man. Before you know it, you're glowing like a glow stick. All right, here's the story.
His peanuts, you guys.
Here's the story. Yeah, his glow stick. All right, here we go.
For the first time, we're seeing the dramatic end to a harrowing ordeal, an escape from a six-story luxury townhouse turned alleged torture chamber in Soho. Surveillance video shows the moment a disheveled man, barefoot and bleeding, approaches an NYPD traffic officer, pleading for help.
So this guy's been tortured for 3 weeks by three guys, who got him in his apartment or a apartment, and they held him for 3 weeks, torturing him over and over again to get his password, and he finally escapes.
The man, an Italian tourist, wore only shorts, a polo shirt, and clutched a fanny pack in his hand. Police quickly converged on the townhouse, arresting John Waltz, a prominent name in the crypto world. According to law enforcement sources, Waltz and a business associate are accused of imprisoning and torturing their third business partner, a 28-year-old Italian citizen who had just arrived in New York earlier this month. Investigators say the two men took his passport and electronic devices, then demanded the password to his Bitcoin account. When he refused, police say they beat him with a pistol.
All right, that's number one. Beat him with a pistol.
That's not good.
Number one.
Held a gun to his head, used a chainsaw on his leg.
Oh, God!
Chainsaw to the leg.
This has
gotten serious.
Oh, this is awful. I didn't know they did that.
Yeah.
Urinated on him. Ew. Tied.
What? They whizzed on him?
At his wrist, drugged him, shocked him with live wires, and...
I told you that part.
No kidding! You were right!
I told you!
Battery cables to the nuts!
You know what I'd call that? That is nuts!
And even dangled him off the building.
Now think about that for a minute. They took him up to the top of the building in Manhattan, New York, held him by the ankle.
And he still didn't give it.
I mean, dangled him.
At what point do you guys finally break? I mean, all right, so here's the thing. He knows in his head that crypto is not traceable, right? So he knows that once he gives up that password, it's gone.
Yep. Here's my point of breaking, okay? They can't get me into the room. They lock the door behind me. I look around like, whoa, what's that all about? Uh-huh. And then I look around the room and I see a gun. Then I see a chainsaw. Then I give up the password.
Yeah, they had me at chainsaw.
Yeah, me too.
Chainsaw to the leg.
But the gun, I'd be like, Maybe we're going to all go rob somebody. But when I see the chainsaw, yeah. I am going to chirp like a bird.
Yeah, me too.
You want the password? No problem.
Yeah,
1, 2, 3, 4. That's the password.
That is awful.
Is that wild?
Oh my God.
He was in there for 3 weeks being tortured. Oh.
Okay, so here's what the cybersecurity woman said about this whole situation that they had her on. They're like, listen, if you have like mutual funds and you have money in the bank or whatever, fine. If you want to say you're wealthy and talk about your yachts and whatever, that's fine because basically nobody's going to be able to get to it, right? They're not going to be able to get to it. It's going to take a long process to try to break into your money manager's accounts. But if you have crypto, do not flaunt that you have crypto because this could happen to you. In a heartbeat because it's not traceable. And so it said, if you have crypto, don't tell anybody.
That's wild.
Well,
but he was in business, so they knew. And I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
But I'm saying in this particular story, he was in business with this guy. They were dealing in crypto. This, they had a falling out. This guy obviously had millions upon millions of dollars in crypto. The other guy kind of wanted it. So he went and bought himself a chainsaw and said, hey, we'll find a way to get this. And they tortured this guy for three. They dangled him from the roof of a Manhattan skyrise.
Well,
hey, we're going to drop you. Either give it up or you're dead. And you would have to think this, though. There is no other way to get that password. So you kill this guy, game over.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I'm going to take back my... I'm thinking about BJ and his Ryobi plug-in chainsaw.
Yeah.
Not that scary.
I could put a gash on your leg. You kidding me?
Yeah. The Ryobi plug-in.
Yeah, you blow the outlet and it's over.
Not that intimidating.
We're going to take a break. Why does it have to come back on me? I don't get it. All right, we'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.